the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
So do I.
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Well, let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in Bruins defenseman Derek Forbert, who joins us now. Derek, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Doing well.
You guys at Buffalo tonight. Puck drops at 7 o'clock in a game you can hear right on 98.5 The Sports Hub. But what happened the other night against the Flyers?
We had a tie going in the third, and then we just kind of let it get away from us. Got to be better.
What could you have done better? I know it's only game one, and it seems like, geez, you know, a bunch of teams have already played 5-6 games.
Yeah, I mean, still early, so we'll get it
second
rolling.
Game, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Off the last game.
I'm on the bus right now with the fellas, so I got a lot of eyes on me.
who's sitting next to you?
Oh, you got to be nice and quiet. All right.
Who are the three worst players on the team? Who are the three worst players on the team?
Well, the worst soccer player is Eric Halla for sure, but that's all I got for you.
Okay,
all right.
Okay. Let's ask you a serious question. How are you continuing to adjust, and how do you feel? Are you comfortable yet playing the style of defense that the Bruins want to play, which I know is different from your previous stops?
Yeah, it's different, but every game you get a little more comfortable with it, and doing a lot of video, and there's a lot of veteran guys on this team that have, you know, been helping out and doing a lot of communicating. And, with that, it becomes pretty easy after a while. So we'll get there. It just takes a little time.
Rough run for Swayman, as opposed to the other night. You being a veteran, like, what do you say to the young kid?
I thought he played fine. I think we had too many chances in front of him. He had some big saves to keep us in it. And we had just a couple too many breakdowns, too many odd man rushes against. And I didn't think any of those were his fault. I thought he played well.
Do you want to hear what a particular frequent Bruins caller here on 98.5 The Sports Hub had to say about you the other day? It wasn't nice. It was very mean. This would
he only
be
calls
like,
during hockey.
This would be like forcing you to read mean tweets.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's hear it. This is Mark in Medford the other day on Derek Forbert.
Well, you know what, guys? Because he played for Winnipeg and didn't get to see him that much, he's slow as ass.
That's not nice.
And you're slow as ass.
Well, how slow is ass?
I've never been called slow as ass.
I didn't even know if that's...
I'd love to see his speed on the ice.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't.
I don't know if you've had this in other cities where you played in, but here in Boston, we have a large number of men's league hockey players who call in and relate their experience to playing hockey to what you guys do. It's a very, very common occurrence.
Well, L.A. probably not, but Winnipeg, yes, for sure.
Oh, it had to have been.
Right?
Oh, yeah, L.A. was great. You could just kind of fly under the radar. Winnipeg, you'd see the stuff. People yelling at you at the grocery store and shit like that, but there's a lot of men's league all stars out there. I think they can do it.
Oh yeah, yeah. We tried telling them it's a different game. Like what you guys do has nothing to do with what they do, but they don't want to hear that, Derek. They don't believe it.
We also get a lot of guys who call play goalie who are very, very familiar with the goalie position,
Bob.
And they have a lot of thoughts on Larry. Goaltenders in this town.
Yeah, I'm sure they think it's super easy to stop those pucks coming at you.
Yeah, of course.
That and injuries. They're very familiar with a lot of the injuries that hockey players have dealt with.
Oh, yes. So
they're good at diagnosing things, creating a timeline to get back on the ice, all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they've all been GMs on their NHL 95 games, too, so I'm sure they're good at that.
Are you an NHL 95 guy?
No, I don't even play video games, but... I don't know why I brought it to 95.
Okay. That was back popular. In the day, though. That
94,
was 94.
Yeah.
94 was a big one.
That was great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Derek, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. Good luck tonight against Buffalo, and we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, next time we'll be on the bus, so it'll be better.
Yeah, okay. All right. We like that. Thanks, Derek.
See you, Derek.
Later. Bye.
Bruins defenseman Derek Forbert joining us from the Bruins bus in Buffalo.
I only swore once.
Coming back from skate this morning back to the team hotel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.